All right, there are a couple things going on today on the squad. We made two moves. Hudson and Jacques Reeves replaced on IR. And then to the squad, we've added Russ Hochstein and Brian Madison, both offensive linemen, center guard guys, so that we're at 53. Both of them have been in the league a little bit, played on other teams. Russ has the most experience. Most recently, he was with Denver and Arizona. So they will be at practice today and see them. But today we start a preparation for our division game against the Chargers, you know, on Sunday. So the focus and concentration is on getting better and trying to eliminate any negative plays that we had so that we can give ourselves the best chance in that game. Injury-wise, Boss is still out. Hillis will not practice today. On the limited scope, we have Kendrick Lewis, Dexter McCluster. Now, Dexter's got an elbow, and he'll be out there, and he's going to be limited. We will not contact him. Or we're not going to have contact today anyway, because I'm not putting on pads today. But he'll be out there trying to see what he can do. Toribio, he's been doing more, and he's still limited, but he'll do as much as he can do. Wally, who's had this hamstring, he's limited, but he should get a little bit more activity today. Jake O'Connell, with his knee, he's going to be limited, but he's improved a little bit toward the end of the week, so we should see what he can do. Ryan Lilger is limited. He's just sore, you know, from the playing and all of that. But and then there are a few other bumps and bruises on the team that are a result of the overtime long game. And if anything major comes up after the day, I'll let you know that. But that's where we are, and we are looking forward to playing the game this week, because it's a division game and it's a big game for us, and see if we can develop some consistency and try to win two in a row. Okay.
Does Ryan Lilger enter the week as your starting center now?
Yes. And Allen is the starting guard.
Either one of those guys, Hudson or Reeves, recall designation at all for either one of those guys?
With Jacques, there's a possibility, depending on what they choose to do. You got 5 days to reach an injury settlement, and if there's no injury settlement reached, then he's on IR and he remains on IR. Hudson will remain on IR right now because the way it looks, it's going to be several weeks with him.
So there's not a tear there? There's no ACL or anything like that?
There's a broken bone. But it doesn't require surgery, and he's got to be off of it for several weeks and then several weeks on crutches, and so it's going to be most of the season. It's going to be most of the season, so that's why he's not going to be able to come back.
Oh, so he's not – the new rule about putting the guys on IR and them coming back later in the season, that would not apply to Rodney?
Well, it could, but by the time he gets back, the season's going to be over. So I don't know that we want to use that on him.
What is it, his leg? Broken bone in his leg?
Yes.
And part of your job is dealing with injuries and suspensions and whatever pops up, but do you feel like you've done more than your share through three games so far this year?
I mean, you know, in this job, that's what they tell you, that in this job that there's going to be three things that you don't expect to happen, you know, every day. Not, you know, not just every week, but every day. And so you have to deal with it, you know. And like I say, having had the experience before, you understand that things are going to happen that really are not out of your control. And so you deal with it and you move on, because you got to play the game. You got to replace guys who are not available. You got to deal with suspensions if a guy gets suspended, you know. So you deal with it. You have the next guy ready, and then you go from there.
What kind of things can you try to do to get your team off to a better start? I mean, defensively, they get the team scored right away pretty much every game.
Yeah, they did. But, you know, they hit us on one play that changed field position, and then they ended up scoring a touchdown. But to the credit of the defense, you know, they didn't go down the tubes on that. They felt like that they hit us on that play, so let's keep playing. And they kept playing, and we were able to come back and win the game. So, you know, all along, if when there is a mix-up or somebody doesn't do what they're supposed to do, there are seams in the defense. And if the other team can hit the seam, they have a chance to get a big play. And so that happens. So and then there are some times that the team has a good play called. They just have a good play. And they had a good play on that one with a good runner who ran well. We were able to get him before he got to the end zone, so we could line up and play again, you know. But one play does not a game make, you know. Now, well, hey, I agree with you. I'm there on the sideline and I see it, you know, and we're trying to work to get it better. And I thought as a defensive unit, they got a little bit better last week. So if we can kind of keep getting better, then maybe we can keep it from happening.
Coach, do you expect more of a pep in the step after a win coming into practice today to prepare for this game on Sunday?
Well, there may be. I think they'll feel better about themselves, about what they're able to accomplish. But what we have to do is we have to get ready for the next game, and it's coming Sunday, and we have to prepare harder and better than we did last week, and we got to play better than we did last week.
Is Jamal going to go full out? I mean, he kind of got a lot of work on last Sunday, and with his knee and everything, are you concerned at all that he might have got too much work?
Nope, not too much work. He got enough. And we'll have to see how he feels today, and you know, if he's sore, then I'll back off of him a little bit so that he can go again on Sunday.
Coach, considering how severe, really, McCluster's injury looked on replays, are you guys pleasantly surprised that he's only limited right now?
Yeah. I mean, I think the guy shows a lot of toughness by wanting to be out here, wanting to try to help his team win, and he wants to play on Sunday if he can. So that's a good sign, you know. And what happens if you get guys who do that and who show that want and desire, then it affects other guys, and other guys will want to do it as well.
Monday you asked a question about Wiley stepping in for Dexter, and you kind of said, as most head coaches do, he's a rookie. A year ago, would you have said the same thing about Justin Houston?
Yes.
What you could expect from him. And when last year did you see white balls go off with him?
Halfway through the season. That's when, because he had a lot of stuff that he had to learn, you know, because he was a rush guy at Georgia. And now coming into our system, you know, as a linebacker, he's got to drop in coverage more. He's got to read routes, got to make adjustments and all of those things, and they run together on you a little bit as a rookie starting off. And then about halfway through the season, I think he began to get comfortable with his assignments and what we were asking him to do.
One area that he, on professional eye, can see that really looks like he's improved is in coverage. I mean, he had Sproles a couple times in the flat. He had Thomas, and he was right there.
Yes, and that's good. You know, because when we ask him to be in coverage, we need him to be where he's supposed to be. And we have enough confidence that he understands if he has to cover a Sproles, you know, that I can have to take good leverage and understand that the guy has speed and quickness and, you know, and try to use my help if I have help. And so I think he understands that a lot better this year than he did last year.
A lot of young guys like that, especially who can rush the passer. That's all they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Is he the same way, or is he more than willing to, or does he soak up the fact he wants to be an all-around linebacker?
Well, he would like to be a pass rusher, just like they all do. But he understands that in our system that we ask him to do more, and when he does more, he helps the team. And I think that's what he's concerned about, helping his team win.
Coach, there's been a big firestorm in the NFL. Are you paying any attention to any of that that's going on? I mean, there's been so many tweets and things about replacement refs and what happened Monday night. You're focused on the Chargers, but are you catching wind at all about the tornado going around of all of this, all the comments, all of the stuff that's happening?
Well, not a whole lot, because like you say, the energy is on the Chargers and trying to see what we can do there. I mean, I don't know what a tweet is, to tell you the truth. You know, hey, and any energy that I expend on that, that's less than I'm expending on the Chargers. So I've been putting it to the Chargers.
Do you change your game plan at all? I remember the years when Tony Gonzalez was here, he was always called for holding. So there were things, you know, he was like watched under a microscope. Are you noticing a difference in any calls that is changing anything the Chiefs are doing?
No, we've been so far behind that there haven't been a whole lot of calls against us. So maybe if we can get a little bit better, there may be some close calls that we have to investigate.
You had one play where 73 had to come out because of a shoe.
Yes.
And you moved Winston inside, put Stevenson to tackle. That play gave you four guys that were kind of rookies or kind of out of position. Why put Winston at guard?
Four guys out of position?
Well, Winston moved from right tackle to guard.
Yeah.
Wilson was at center. The two rookies were there. Winston moving to guard. Why make that move and put Stevenson to tackle?
Because Stevenson is a rookie and he's been playing tackle. And so rather than put him at guard at a position that he hasn't been playing and doesn't know, let's take the veteran and move him to guard. And so that's what we did.
That play, again, another one of those moments coaches get gray hairs. That was the 3rd and 10 pass that Castle was running around and turned his back to the line of scrimmage. And one of those, oh, don't throw that. Oh, great pass. Great catch.
Well, yeah, it was a great catch. But the thing Matt did on that is he got his shoulder square before he threw the ball, and that helped him make a good throw. And then Baldwin made a really good catch to go get it and ended up a first down, and that kept that drive alive, and it was good for us.
No, number of players and coaches have been complaining about the replacement officials. From what you've seen in the Chiefs games, has the drop-off been that egregious between regular NFL referees and
tell you, we haven't been close enough. They haven't had to make any calls, you know. And so until we can start playing better and they have to start making some calls, then I'll be able to answer that.